welcome to Face of Pro-Life. Today I'm joined by Lisa Martin and Louise Murray, and they are both here representing the Norwich Maternity Home Committee. Please tell us a little bit about what your goal is and why a maternity home in Norwich.
Well, I believe that our goal is to offer young women, you know, a place to reside instead of just, you know, abort their baby because they're not getting the support at home or from, you know, their boyfriend, you know, to actually birth the baby.
It seems like an old-fashioned idea. You know, we used to hear of maternity homes, you know, back in the 50s and 60s. Why don't we hear of them now, and why do we need one now more than before?
Well, I believe that we need one now more than ever before because there's a higher level of abortions, especially in the Norwich area. So currently we have a lot of facilities, a lot of organizations, a lot of social services to support a woman that wants to have an abortion, but there's nothing really to bridge the gap for somebody that wants to actually carry the baby full term. So what we're hoping by bringing in the maternity home is actually bridging the gap and offering services for the mother that wants to keep her baby. Because a lot of times, if the woman's, you know, staying at home and being pressured by her parents to abort, and she follows through with that and she does abort, you know, I mean, she's going to be very resentful for the rest of her life to her parents,
right,
for forcing her and not supporting her in her decision to keep her baby.
So this would afford women who feel pressure and not they don't have the support from either their parents, their boyfriend, their husband, to be able to have a place to go.
Absolutely.
And what is the need? I mean, is there really that great a need in the Norwich area?
I believe there is. Being in public education and knowing that, for example, in the high school that my husband works in, there's a great push for our young people seem to be less and less for abortion. I mean, I think that they're really realizing the horrors that abortion can cause. Yet, they need that support if they do become pregnant, and a lot of times their own home situation isn't always the best, and a maternity home would not only provide housing, but also resources for young women who choose to keep their baby.
So that's also what type of resources are you talking about?
Just a lot of guidance, spiritual guidance, being able to point them in the right direction, where to get aid if they need aid, how to help them parent, you know, making long-term plans, financial plans, as well as you know, plans for child care, their own education, and so forth.
So not only to help them be able to raise their own kids, but basically for them to get the life skills that they need
to grow
in order
themselves.
To grow up themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So would this be something that a home where, okay, a woman would, a girl would come, stay there, and as soon as she has her baby, she's out on the street?
What? Not necessarily. Some of the research that I've done is usual stay for a young mother who has a baby is anywhere between 3 to 6 months. But, I mean, it really all depends. But that seems to be a good average.
After the baby's
born. After the baby's born.
So then that kind of helps them get on their feet and get the skills that they need to, you know, get acquainted with their child and be able to mother their child.
Correct.
But if you're there beforehand, too, they also learn these skills beforehand.
Along through their pregnancy, exactly.
In a loving environment that would support them in their decision to keep their baby or even give the baby up for adoption.
Absolutely.
I mean, is that one of your goals, is to increase awareness for adoption as well?
Absolutely.
So where are you guys as far as this process is concerned? Do you have a home? I mean, where are we?
We don't have a home yet. We're still in the planning processes. We just, you know, completed the mission statement and the bylaws, but we are very excited about having it in the Norwich area because there's so many resources there.
And do you have any models to follow, or is this something that you guys are just dreaming up yourself?
No, we have models to follow. There's homes in New York that are very successful. Also, Good Counsel Homes is very successful. So there's many models out there. There's also St. Gianna's Home. So I've researched a lot of homes out there, getting a flavor for their models, what works, what doesn't work, and how we can be most effective and serve the greater need.
And we're also working with Catholic Charities, and Catholic Charities has their own homes throughout the nation as well.
And they're a wonderful resource for us.
Oh, that's great. Do you have any kind of a timeline as far as when you think you'd be able to help the very first woman?
I don't think that we've gotten to a timeline as of yet. I think once we start looking into how much this is going to cost and our funding, that'll put the timeline in a little bit more of a mm-hmm. perspective for us.
Tell me a little bit about the pressures that women face when they find out they're pregnant and they don't have the support that they need to carry a baby to term.
Well, what I'm seeing, because I work with some young ladies in colleges, is there's a lot of pressure to have an abortion, and it's actually become like a rule of thumb. It's not even really thought of as actually terminating anything. It's just like, oh, if you're pregnant, you know, and you're not going to be able to finish out your last year of college, just go ahead and have an abortion. So there's not as much thought put into it as what I would like to see. Mm-hmm. And because of there are so many pressures to have an abortion, especially for college women, this would allow her to still continue her education and have the support that she needs.
And I imagine the pressures are even worse for girls who are in high school.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, there's the old stigma of when you're pregnant in high school, you tend to drop out.
Right. So would you be able to provide them with the skills to be able to get their GED, or
exactly.
would you have them going to high school in Norwich? Or
I think that would be handled on a case-to-case basis. So it would be something that we would have to discuss with each individual and discuss what plan would be best for her.
And the way that that's actually, that I picture it to actually be very effective is by having a very solid intake process when the young lady first comes to our home. This way we can ascertain exactly what her needs are and how we're going to deliver those needs, because we have to have an actual plan of action for her so that she can be very successful as a mother and also be very successful in living independently and providing for her and her child.
I mean, it really sounds like a utopia, you know, that's something that all kids need. I mean, it just seems that the parenting skills are very lax, you know, that people aren't, you know, kids aren't taught the parenting skills that used to be passed down from generation to generation.
Well, I think parents are a lot more busier now than ever before. In most homes, both parents have to work, so there's nobody at home. So even when the teen gets home from high school, there's nobody there to supervise. So, and I think that's part of the whole.
It's probably how they got pregnant.
Exactly. And then a young pregnant mother is going to be, you know, extremely busy getting her education if that's part of her plan, or going to work if that's part of her plan, and that's going to take up her time. And we just want to be a support that helps her manage her time and also balance out the important part of being a parent to her child.
I know, Lisa, you experienced the pressure of from your family basically forcing you to have an abortion. Do you think, well, tell us a little bit, because maybe the viewers didn't know your story, but tell us a little bit about the story, and how do you see if you would have had a home available to you back in your teenage years, if that would have made a difference?
Oh, it would have made a huge difference. I just want to preface, I'll keep it brief, but I want to preface it by a memory that I have of our first 40 days for life in Norwich 2 years ago. And I was praying outside of the clinic, and a young woman stopped her car and rolled down her window and said, you know, okay, you're praying to stop abortion, but what if a woman chooses to keep her baby? Are you going to be there to help? And we said, of course we will be. And now with this project behind us, it's there's some meat to what we said, you know, that at the time, yeah, well, I'm sure we would do something, what we could do to help, but this is a real...
This is the walk the walk.
This is, exactly. This is exactly. This is it come to fruition. That's the Holy Spirit right there. But my own personal experience was, you know, my last semester in college, I was student teaching, and I became pregnant, and I was very much in love with the baby's father, and we were living together at the time. And I really wanted to keep this baby. I saw myself marrying this young man and having a life, and we were very excited about it. And when I told my parents and my father and his mother, we were very excited about it, and they said, absolutely not. You're going to finish school, and you've got so much ahead of you. And, you know, I was looking to them for support, and they said, no, we're not giving you the support. As a matter of fact, we're telling you what to do. And I didn't know how to react, didn't know where to turn, didn't know what to do, and felt really bullied. And, you know, I'm turning to people who I thought loved me for support, and I'm getting, you know, quite the opposite. So if I had had, you know, the knowledge that there was a support system out there for me, it would at least have bought me some time to weigh my options. As it was, that was it. That was the option. So this is, as bittersweet as it is for me, it's I'm really hoping that I can save at least one young woman from having to walk down that road that I was forced into. And I know that I'm not an anomaly. I know that this is something that lots of young women, especially as Louise said, in the college age, it's something that they really have to deal with.
Yeah, and so many people feel that, you know, that the pro-life movement is all about the babies, but just as you said, I mean, this is really not about the babies. This is really about saving women from the grief that, you know, women like yourself have had to experience.
Exactly.
And it's just such a lovely idea, and I'm just so amazed that, you know, that there aren't more pregnancy homes out there, because you say there is a great need for them.
Mm-hmm.
So what can people do to help, as far as the pregnancy home? Or is there, do you have a website yet? Are you going to have one?
We will have one. So once we get all that up and running, we'd love to come back and give your audience the information.
Yeah, we'd want an update. That would be really great.
Right now, we ask for prayers.
That's what I was
waiting for.
it was funny because I knew I was telling somebody when you first, because it was the 40 Days for Life, I was praying at the clinic and met Louise, and she had told me about this idea. And I came out of the Adoration Chapel one day, and I thought this was such a great idea, and I ran into a woman, and she says, well, you know, don't bite off too much, you know, you just really have to ask and pray, you know, ask God, you know, for guidance. And I remember looking at Louise's business plan, and it's absolutely beautiful. It has a saint that I'd never seen before, and she's got these beautiful roses around her. She's holding a crucifix, and this woman goes on to tell me about Saint Rita. And she's telling me all about this Saint Rita, and she's going on this whole life story and everything. I get to my car, I look at the business plan, and who is sitting on the, who was that saint? It was Saint Rita. It was so bizarre. But it just really sounds like a wonderful plan that's really coming to fruition. I really think that this is really going to go great guns. Could you tell us a little bit more about what all the whole process, how are you going to have to go about getting this going? I know there's such a need. There are women that are, you know, being forced into having abortions, and those are the women that you want to protect and save. But, you know, how are we going to go about this?
Well, right now we're in the process of several different things. As Elise said, we've pretty much honed in on our bylaws and our mission statement. We'll be applying for the 501c3, and we're in the process of deciding as a committee if we want to be affiliated with, or at what level we would like to be affiliated with the Good Counsel Homes out of New York. That's Father Grischel and Chris Bell are the founders and are in charge of those homes.
And they've been really successful.
Very successful, very successful.
Can you tell us a little bit about their program that they have?
Well, they have several homes, I don't know the exact number, in New York, and they deal with women of all ages and many different backgrounds, lots of different problems, and the ages are, you know, I don't know, from teenage to about 25, I think Mr. Bell said, and the average stay is, again, up to about 6 months, and they do a lot of what we said that we're hoping to do is, you know, the parenting and just helping women find the kinds of services that they need. And they do things like they babysit. I mean, they have people there that babysit the children, mothers who already have children and need that support in the pregnancy that they're in at this time. So they have people there that will babysit their children while they look for a job or while they're getting, you know, going to doctor's appointments or working on their education or what have you.
I imagine they form incredible bonds and friendships with the women that they, you know, that they
stay
with.
Absolutely. And it's a very big, I mean, one of the things that we're really hoping to do is get our Catholic community involved with this. And not only to educate them, but to, as you said, build that community and build that bond. And you know, these young women, these young mothers really need that. They need that connection with a community that cares.
They do. They need a support group, and we are really looking forward to the, you know, Norwich Catholic community really getting involved in this venture with us.
Yeah, to really live their faith. You
know,
it really gives you an opportunity to live your faith and share your faith with these young girls.
And evangelize the pro-life, you know, the message of pro-life. And what that really means.
And so these Good Counsel Homes, like you say, they have been very successful. And is it your plan or is it your ability to kind of tap into their success and their models and try to build upon that? You know, like they've already done the what doesn't work type of thing.
I definitely want to borrow some of their models and establish a, you know, best practices for the maternity home. And, you know, not, you know, also work with Good Counsel Homes, but also talk and see and visit other maternity homes and find out exactly what we need to incorporate into the Norwich area to best serve that community.
Yeah, it might be a little bit different in Norwich than in New York City, but I imagine that the need is just as great.
The need is just as great. I think one of our challenges will be because Norwich is so multilingual. So to be able to really meet the population the way I want to, the way that we all want to, we're going to have to address that concern.
Mm-hmm. Well, I imagine they have the same type of concerns in New York City as well.
Oh, sure, because that's a big melting
pot. But they also probably have the resources that we may not have.
One of the other things that I was reading about Good Counsel Homes is that they also have a post-abortive program for men and women who have experienced abortion. I imagine that is very helpful in the ministry, not only to help these young girls not make those same mistakes, but also to help the men and women heal to be able to reach out and help other people not
absolutely
make the
same. If you're still suffering from, you know, post-abortive trauma, it's a little hard to open up yourself and give to you know a child.
I mean,
I've read studies that say that there's a lot of like resentment that tends to build up, and it's actually self-resentment, but you tend to mirror it onto the child, and I mean, we of course plan on having you know, skilled people to help with this kind of rehabilitation and counseling.
That's really, really wonderful. So it's really a big package, and you really have a lot of the resources in Catholic Charities as far as the counseling is concerned,
yes.
And Project Rachel, which is a post-abortive ministry, and obviously adoption. I mean, so have you tapped into those resources?
Yeah.
Yes, we will definitely take advantage of those resources, especially since they're right there.
Yeah.
And it really works in perfect unison with, you know, our complete plan in support of the mother and in support of the child.
It really is, seems like all of the elements are in place, that it's hard to believe that this hasn't come to be sooner.
Well, we just need to basically file our papers with the state and the federal government, and then, you know, we'll be able to, you know, raise funds to really support this endeavor.
But, I mean, I'm surprised that it hasn't happened. I mean, nobody's thought of it before. You know, I mean, it really does seem like everyone I talk to does seem that is a definite need, you know, with obviously with the advent of Roe versus Wade, a lot of people, you know, just took the quote-unquote easy way out and had abortions. But, you know, there are lots of women who do not want to have abortions for, you know, whatever reason, mm-hmm. but are, you know, don't have the support.
Exactly.
And where do they go, you know?
Yeah, and that's just it. They have nowhere to go. So as Catholics, we can, you know, march in front of, you know, Planned Parenthood until the cows come home. And we can, you know, sidewalk counsel. And all those things are absolute awesome things to do just for public awareness. But it still doesn't bridge the gap.
Right.
So when that young lady asked Lisa, you know, what do you have, you know, for me? You know, we can say, well, we have a maternity home for you. You know, we want you, and we want your baby, and yeah. you are both unbelievably important to us. Because I think people need to realize, you know, we are all part of God's tapestry, every single one of us, and there's a reason for every single one of us.
Yeah, and it's up to us to use our God-given talents to help each other.
Exactly.
And it just exudes love. You know, to me and it's not just that you're saying you're important to us, to these women. It's you're important to God.
Exactly.
And God is, you know, watching over you and your baby's important to God.
Right.
And you know, we really, you know, want to help these women not just realize their importance to humanity, but their importance to, you know, the eternal, eternal picture.
Exactly.
So, do you have any other goals in the near future? I mean, what can you?
Well, we really need to find a home.
A home.
I mean, that's another thing, as well as filing the papers. You know, we're looking within the Diocese of Norwich to find a home that will be suitable for our needs. And then,
what do you suppose? Have you talked about that? I mean, what kind of needs do you think you'll have? What needs will you have?
Well, I mean, and as far as the size, I mean, the research that I've looked into, the homes that I've looked into, I mean, it can be anywhere from, you know, 10 to 50 women at a time.
Right.
We're probably looking at a much smaller number. But I think we want it to be somewhere in a centralized location mm-hmm. that has easy access to, you know, the
public
hospital,
transportation,
public transportation, right. adult education, or, you know, the community colleges, things like that. So that's going to be an important part, as well as something that fits our budget.
Right. So you're not necessarily saying it has to be in Norwich, but it somewhere in the surrounding
area.
But in
exactly.
yeah, in this area, basically in the diocese, because
yes.
we're
right.
with Catholic Charities.
Right.
So, have you had any prospects? I mean, or can anybody from the show say, "Hey, I know of a place"?
We haven't had any solid prospects.
There are a couple names being talked about right now, but there is a committee that's looking into that.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully within the next few weeks we'll have a better idea.
Wow! So it'd like fall into place. Boom,
mm-hmm.
boom, boom.
Right.
So how did this? I know you said that you got involved because you had the experience at the 40 Days for Life. Mm-hmm. But Louise, isn't this something that's kind of been on your heart for some time?
This has been on my heart since, well, I was always pro-life, always, and I always knew I was pro-life. But I didn't become on fire with it until I had my first son, August 21st of 1981. And then it was like a bolt of lightning hit me. And, you know, with raising my family and going to school and working, I really didn't have time. And then, you know, one night, about a year ago, you know, I kept on hearing this voice interrupt me in my sleep, "Open up Ave Maria House. Open up Ave Maria House." And I'm like, okay, I've really lost my mind. and I'm in the Legion of Mary. And so I thought, okay, maybe this is like really getting to me. So then over
because
a year...
Because the Legion of Mary, you're supposed to reach out to the and have ministries within the
exactly.
Public.
And I always knew that my ministry would be definitely defined as, you know, the pro-life ministry.
But well, you didn't know what.
But I didn't know what. I mean, I wasn't really sure exactly what. Well, then, a little over a year after that, I kept on being awakened at night again. You know, what about Ave Maria House? You know, you're not doing anything with this. And then all of a sudden, I just, you know, I was just like, okay, I really have to move on this. And it's funny because you mentioned the strategic plan and the bylaws and everything. I really remember very little of drafting of that because I was so moved by the Holy Spirit.
Wow. Because they're beautiful. They're really beautiful. So
thank
where
you.
Did you get all the information? You know, how does one compile all of the details of, you know, the market, the need, and all of the information that you piled into?
Well, I did a strategic plan. I also did a marketing analysis. And in the marketing analysis, the nearest maternity home is actually in the Hartford area. But for a lot of these young women that don't even have a home to live, they certainly have no transportation,
no.
Or they have no one to drive them to a maternity home. So,
especially if they don't have the support to have a baby, you know, no one's going to take them
right.
to the maternity home.
They'll drive them to have an abortion,
exactly.
but they will not drive them to save their baby.
Wow. So what do you suppose, I mean, according to your research, what do you suppose the number of women that would be helped, say, on a yearly basis in the Norwich area would be?
I think it all depends on the home that we get. My research indicates that we can have up to 4 women per room, providing that they have 65 square feet each, you know, per bed and for them. And with one bathroom, you know, per, I think it's like, I don't remember if it's 4 or 6. So depending on how many women we get and the size of the house, I mean, it's really hard to tell.
But what do you suppose the need is right now in the Norwich area as far as, you know, how many women would take advantage?
Honestly, Corinne, if we were to open up 5 homes, it would not meet the need.
Wow.
It would not meet the need.
I mean, when you think we've
touch
got,
the need.
We've got 3 colleges right in New London, and a lot of times it is these college age women who are finding themselves pregnant, and the easiest way is easiest way out is to have an abortion.
And statistics show that Norwich is in the top 10 towns within the state of Connecticut for the highest number of abortions.
Wow.
And then there's Killingley and also Danielson. But Norwich is right there.
Well, thank you so much for sharing this information with us. And
we're
going to invite you back when you have a little bit more details.
Absolutely.
And areas that we can help you with. Thank you for joining us. We hope that you've learned something. We hope that you tell to your family and friends about the things that you've learned. And when you look in the mirror the next time, you'll realize yours is the face of pro-life. Join us again next time.